We get DMs from time to time at Ben and Kelly Show. We got this one from Bob.
He says, "Hey, Ben and Kelly, I think I may have something for your therapy segment.
Okay.
I met these two girls at a bar and ended up hanging out with them. They're both really fun, but there was one I was really attracted to. We all swapped numbers, but then a couple of nights later, bumped into the other girl and had drinks, and then one thing led to another, and well, you know, but we both agreed to keep it private.
Okay.
Here's my problem. I'm still really attracted to the other girl.
Oh.
But since they're best friends, did I just screw things up for myself?
Hey.
I want to ask her out, but if they get talking, couldn't everything get real messy?
Mm-hmm.
I'm really torn, so I'd like to hear whether I should just walk away or roll the dice and hope the other girl actually does keep our drunken night of fun to herself. Thanks. Keep up the great work."
So he wants to know if best friends talk to one another about people they're seeing.
Yeah. Chances are the other girl already knows.
I was going to say, probably
instantly.
If you try to come on to the other girl, she's already going to know that you have had a thing for her with her friend.
Yes.
And they're going to be like, yep, no, sorry.
Yep. Yep. And if they're not into sharing, probably not going to be an opportunity for you, Bob.
He's like, well, I met a couple girls and
oopsies.
I liked the other girl better than the one, but the one I had bumped into, and then, well, you know, things happen.
Love the one you're with, right?
Yeah, that's right. Slipped and fell and things happened, and well, I still want to see if I have a shot with her friend, though. Wow, Bob. Wow. I mean, I don't know really where to go with this unless...
I don't have a lot of hope,
I mean, Bob. I doubt there are people who have successfully pulled this off and can say, well, Bob, here's what I would recommend if you want to make this thing a reality. This is how to do it. I don't think there are those people.
Yeah, I don't think that you're going to be able to go with, you know, the girl you hooked up with. Yeah, that was fun, but I really like her better. So do you think maybe you could give me her number? So, I don't think that's going to work out well. Not a good plan. Unless you look like Ryan Reynolds, maybe you could pull it off. That's the only scenario.
But even then, is the best friend going to want to share?
Probably not. I would not. For the answer for me, if I were in that, nope.
Because again, I think it goes back to, Bob, these girls already talked about you.
Exactly.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
Kelly from Crescent Hill texts in and says, yeah, we're going to need Andrew the Love Doctor for this one. You know what? We may not. I think we
shut it down.
I think it's fine. I don't know.
I think, Bob, that ship has sailed. Mm-hmm. Okay. You picked the wrong one to have your little drunken night of fun.
Well, but, you know,
we can't have
why
both.
Can't.
We cannot.
I know you can't have both, but don't necessarily just say, I picked the wrong girl. Why don't you just see what develops? You already had a thing with her.
But when he's hanging out with that girl, he's still going to be thinking about the other girl that he liked better from the beginning.
What a web. Bob,
I know.
You dang messed up, buddy.
Yes, sorry. You made your choice. Oopsies. You fell down in the wrong place.
You fell down in the wrong place? Okay.
I did censor myself.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm trying to be kind. I'm trying to hold back a little bit. I'm trying not to show all my big feelings about it. Because, Bob, I know, we all just want to find our person, right?
Yeah, that's right. And that's what Bob's trying to do.
Yes, Bob's trying to find his person. He found the wrong person first.
Right.
Fun, though. Right. But, yeah, it would still be more fun with the other one.
Mm.
Yeah. Bob, no. We're gonna
okay.
Walk away. We're going to try to find just center on one girl next. If you see her out with some friends, maybe let's not flirt with all the friends. Let's pick one.
I don't know if you have anything more to add. You feel free, 502-795-1997, or if you've got a story about you dating a Bob in your life or whatever, let us know. Otherwise, Bob, I think we're good here. I think, you know, you've made your bed. You can't have your cake and eat it too, all that fun stuff. So
yeah, you've made your one bed. I don't think we can make two.
I don't think you can make two, all right?
Yeah.
That is diving into the DMs, 997 DJX. We were just talking about Bob's DM'd us about hitting it off with a couple best friends, accidentally got with the one friend that he wasn't as interested in. So stinks to stink, right? And he's wondering, hey, can I still have a shot at the friend that I really wanted to be with? Brad, the love physician, checks in. That is a title.
Member.
I was going to say, that is a title he bestowed upon himself.
I like it.
But you know what? We have nothing but to trust him, you know?
Absolutely.
Brad, the love physician here. The friend is probably into Bob, too, and wanted the other girl to test drive before she makes her move.
Yeah, that maybe. Is an interesting, unique perspective, hey. Brad, Mr. Love Physician.
No, Brad, the Love Physician. These are things that you hope as a guy. You hope if you...
Right.
Wait, Brad, are you actually Bob? Did you... is this best case scenario for you? Where it's like, here this is what... They're both into me, but one just wanted a test drive and then just make sure I'm okay.
OMG. Right. I tell you what, we don't have systems in place like that. We don't send our girlfriends into the trenches first.
Right. I was going to say,
like, go do a test drive and then, like, step aside for me. That doesn't happen.
Kelly's bless here to heart, say though. This is not a thing in steeped in reality. So
bless your heart, though. All right. I like the theory.
All right. I think we can move past this. All right. Thank you.
Wait. Brad says, had a very similar situation before, except they were twin sisters. It didn't end well. Okay, then. See, that's the part you should have offered up. Don't do it. It's not going to end well.
Well, especially twins are
sisters.
Definitely going to talk amongst each other. So it's not like you're...
Ben has experience. He has twin daughters.
I do have twin daughters, for sure. All right. So we can move past Bob's situation. Thank you again, Bob, for the kind DM from 99.7 DJX.